Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. We are back on the air and glad to be back on the air with you, the independent Iolo agent. My name is Tony Williamson. Glad to be your host this morning. And I'm going to be working with Mr. Bud Nemeth today, Director of Marketing. And also we have a special guest. Duval is going to be on board with us today. She actually has enrolled over 20 merchants at this point. She's working with those merchants. She's in communication almost daily with Rodney and with Bud and certainly with the merchants, and has learned a tremendous amount in the field, and is going to bring that experience to the Iolo radio station today. So we're really excited about that. How are you doing this morning, my friend, Mr. Bud Nemeth? What's going on with you, my friend?
It's cold out here. I thought we were out of it 2 days ago, Tony. It was 68 degrees, and tonight it's supposed to be 8 degrees or 7 degrees, and we've got a blanket of white snow out there. The kids are home. No school today again for the ninth day this winter, and wow. They're loving it, and probably going to have to take some time off today and do a little bit of sled riding.
Sounds like fun. Well, you know, it's not going to last much longer, so I hope you enjoy it. And, of course, that's a little unusual for Tennessee, actually, having a little experience with the state of Tennessee. But anyway, Bud, you know, we've got a lot going on. And are there any corporate announcements or anything like that we want to bring out on the show today before we speak with our guests?
Not really, Tony. There is an announcement that I am hoping we will announce tomorrow. So if you're on this show today, you may want to make sure you're back here tomorrow. It falls in line with exactly the show that we're going to have today and tomorrow. It's a big announcement as far as I'm concerned, and I think it's going to make everyone's life a lot easier and more productive. So I'll reserve that until tomorrow because we got to make sure, again, I don't quote me, I'm not giving you a date, but I'm hoping to announce it tomorrow. That is my plan, and I will be working most of the rest of the day to complete that, but I think you'll be excited.
Fantastic. Well, with that, then, I know you've got a special guest that you want to spend a little time with today on the show, and maybe you and I can both ask a few questions of her. I know she's going to bring a lot of information. Why don't you share with the audience a little bit about who our guest is today, Bud?
Well, and Tony, for those, I know I want to first welcome aboard all the new agents. I know, again, every day, every single day, we add more and more agents to our family of Iolo agents, and that's really exciting. But some of you who have been on here faithfully, you come on here every day that you can, or you listen to this show online every time you can so you don't miss anything to the latest announcements and news. But some of you are familiar with Dalal Sulaheem. Dalal has been our guest before. And here's the neat thing. That's why I love this show, Tony, because those people who heard Dalal before heard her game plan. And so now we're bringing her back to see what are the fruits of your labor, what is the results of your game plan, and has anything changed with what you're doing? Now, obviously, the game plan that she has is working. As you already mentioned, Galal has brought in over 20 merchants, probably closer to 25, and it's going to continue to go up because I know what she's doing. But more importantly, so today, Tony, we really want to focus and pick Galal's brain on what her game plan is and also what her approach is to the merchants. Now, I know how these shows go, and instead of going late, 10, 15, 20 minutes late like we do sometimes because the information is so valuable, we've asked Galal to come back tomorrow to really walk us through what she does after she enrolls them. Because, again, as an agent in Iolo, you don't make any money by enrolling merchants. So it doesn't matter if she has 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 merchants. If those merchants are not out using our program and putting customers on the product, then no one makes any money. So she does not want to do that. Her goal is not to put in 1,000 merchants. It's to make a lot of money. And to do that, she's got another game plan. Once she, quote, unquote, closes the deal, which we know is not the case in Iolo, when we enroll a merchant, we actually open the deal. We open the relationship, the ongoing, mutually rewarding and profitable relationship with our merchants, and more importantly, with the employees in that store who are in the trenches, face-to-face, day-to-day with the customer. So she's agreed to be with us today. We're going to focus on the law a little bit. We'll get her background. We'll get her her game plan, and she can probably share some stories of, her persistence and what she does and how she treats the merchants when she goes in over and over and over and over again, because her follow-up is impeccable. And then tomorrow we'll talk about her follow-through, what she does and how she works with the merchants once she enrolls them. So, Galal, if you're with us, say hello and good morning to everybody on Iolo Radio across the country listening nationwide.
Hi, and good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can. Yes, okay. Yes, okay. We can.
Good.
First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and getting out of the field for a few minutes just to come and share with us for the next couple of days. And if you would be so kind, there's a lot of new agents who were not here and may not have listened to the recorded show when you were on here the first time. So if you could just kind of share a little bit of your background with everybody, where you came from, and why did you get involved with Iolo?
Who I am, it's really not that important, but I will share. What's important is really why I'm doing it. Okay, I was born and raised in Saudi, so I'm a Saudi woman who really, our culture really shelters us in a way. And, I came to the U.S., I studied, and I got involved in this, honestly, in MLM just to get out of my shell, to talk to people, to be able to just have, friends. My intention never was the money before. Now, I got into MLM, and I liked the concept, and I really don't care how many people say it's bad or anything. It's a good idea. It's a good concept. The action of some people make it not good, but I came to it and I like it. I did different ones. Now, why did I get involved in Iolo? It's totally different from whatever I'm used to. I'm a doctor. I'm a psychologist. I'm a nutritionist, healer. So those are my areas. Tell me about vitamins. I can, just give you, all of what I know. Diseases, all that, but business is, all my family is business people. So, and I like Iolo just because, and that's what I invite everybody in the show. If you're going to do this business, know it and love it. If you didn't love the company, you're not going to be successful, because that's what shows through when you go to talk to the merchants. you believe in the company and you love it to the point where you love these people and you want them to be involved. And that's my approach. I never go to a store with any resentments, with anything in my space. I feel pure love for them. And so when I go, it's not me first. It's what they need first. And I come from there. They need to increase their business and they increase. And my approach different with each one depending on the owner. For example, one store, he says, so what you're selling? And I said, well, I'm selling love. And how that translates. And I said, if you're giving me 5 minutes, I will show you. And he says, so what is it? I explained in 5 minutes what our company. And he said, how does that mean love? And I said, well, it will increase your sale. And if you're happy, you're loving, and you're caring, and you will have more stores, you will have more people to employ, and more people have jobs. And he goes, wow, okay. And he listened to me just because of that. And he said, you know, I don't have any, any finance or business. I said, we're not financing. And he said, yes, it's a finance. I said, yeah, we finance rent. So what we do is you never make them wrong. You just take what they say and, you know, fix it in a way you want them to listen. And I said, yeah, we sell our rent. And so our rental is, we finance rent, I said. And so what we do is we buy the merchandise from you guys and then rent it to people. And he said, oh, I don't like that, you double the price. I said, listen to me and then tell me what you think. How about that? And he said, okay. And I said, yes, we double, but we don't. This is how it works. You buy it, like, let's say it's $500. At the end, it will be $1,000, but it's not for the price, for the merchandise. $500 goes to the merchandise and $500 toward renting. Did you ever rent a car? And he says, yes. And I said, when you rent a car, do you pay the rent? And he says, yeah. I said, you return the car at the end. He says, yeah. And I said, if you rent it for 15 days, you ask for 15 days, you return it in 12, will you pay the extra 3 days? He says, no. And I said, if you find a company that will charge you, the days that you didn't rent it, he said, I'll go to another company. And I said, that's how we come in. We are the other company. We have, we don't really charge extra. And we have an anytime early paying option, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. It's not fair to bear the rent. And he opened up and he listened. And I'm meeting with him next week. I was supposed to be this week, but I was so busy. I told him, okay, let's put it to next week. He has different stores. But he's someone who doesn't have any finance because he doesn't believe in it, because he believes any company is to deceive the customers and take their money. And I show them that we don't. We really care about them in a point. We don't ruin their credit. They don't. But then you have to have an opening. And really, my opening with everybody is I come from a space of loving, knowing that this company is the best and it's going to be number one. Once you have that, nothing will stop you. And I go to the stores with that caring. And each store, I'll tell you, they might not sign up with us if I wasn't consistent and I wasn't. An example, I went to the store and he looked really, the manager, he has a cold. And I said, what's going on? He's like, I have a cold and I'm not feeling well. Can you come back another time? I said, sure, that's my problem. Now, do you have a cough? Do you have dry cough? So I started asking him questions. And then I said, you need rosemary. And he goes, I will buy it at the end of the day when I'm going home. That if I go home, he might go to my mom. My wife is sick. He's telling me his story. And I said, okay. I left. I went. I got him rosemary. I came. And I said, do you have hot water? He says, yes. I said, okay. But I made it for him, and he drank it. And I left him extra. I said, drink it all day. I'll check on you tomorrow. I went the next day. And he was drinking his rosemary, and then The third day, he said, we can talk about the business. I said, no, when you're well, I want you to hear me. I don't want to take advantage of you being sick. Honestly, the next time he said, I took your flyer, I give it to the owner, and he likes it, so explain it to me. He put him on the phone, and I explained it. And for that, I have five stores. Those are my mattress stores.
All right, Dalal, first of all, it's amazing. You have a great background, great education. I think one of the most important things that you said that everybody can relate to is it's not really your background, but the most important thing is why you're doing this business. Why are you doing this business? Why are you here? Folks, you have to ask yourself that question because, again, you know, as you're out in the field, there'll be days you don't want to go out, and then there'll be days that you're going to run into some hard-headed or narrow-minded merchants, and, you know, that's going to happen. But if you have the reason why you're doing this, and that reason is important and valuable to you, all of those things are just little small things that are little stepping stones and little pebbles in your way to get where you want to go. So please understand and know your why. And again, once you understand our compensation plan, you, I mean, my goodness, you know that this compensation plan can help you with the financial part of that, achieve anything that you've ever wanted in your life for yourself and others. So again, if that's worth it to you, then your why will help you get through each and every day, each and every visit to each and every merchant. The other thing I really wanted to highlight, Dalal, in your mind is your mindset, and that you're approaching this from a place of service, serving others and helping others and putting them first. Folks, if you do that, again, that's my motto in life, is if you help enough other people get the things they truly, really want out of life, you're going to have everything you wanted and more. And again, that's not for me. That's a Zig Ziglar quote. But again, those mindset, that's the type of mindset that we're looking for. Have a strong why and then, you know, approach it from a place of service and helping others. And just like a dog can sense fear, a lot of these business owners can sense when you're in it truly to help them because you care about them or if you're only in it for yourself. And again, I'm going to tell you that the people that come in just for themselves and greed and this and that, they probably aren't going to be here a long time. But like Dalal says, when you understand what you have a hold of and you believe in it and you know that what you're doing is good for others, there's no way that that's ever going to stop you. So, Tony, anything you want to ask Dalal as far as her approach and what's – and by the way, Dalal, I'm getting texts from people saying, oh, my gosh, that's great. We love it. You know, super. So, yeah, good stuff. So go ahead, Tony, any questions for Dalal?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in, Dalal, and thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Dalal. She has been in the field, actually out there doing the work, you know, talking with merchants, signing up merchants, helping them overcome their self-limiting beliefs is what I'm hearing. And I understand, you know, that one of the things that I'm hearing you say, Dalal, in between the lines here is that your level of confidence and your posture with your merchant is very, very high. How important is it for the agent in the field to be confident of the product that they have for that merchant?
Well, study the market. I really didn't know anything about finance, factoring, but I listen to every single call. I wake up in the morning and listen, and then if I don't understand something, I search it. So understand your product. Once we understand it, then you love it. Then you can really talk about it. And that's how I did it. I studied factoring, percentage, the difference between factoring and why factoring doesn't, hurt people who are in escrows and this and that. So I studied the market. And when I go, I ask questions. And I go from a space of wanted to help, wanted to learn, and wanted to find the best way to help them out. And you don't get that really, you know, just by sitting around. Honestly, I did every single mistake in the book, in my approach, in my even like signing up the stores, everything. But they all end up signing up, because the best for all of that is being of service, being loving and caring, and know what this does to their store, what will it do, knowing the competition, knowing why we're better than Burgers, why we're better than Spot Bay, why we're better than... I always find something that we stand out, then mention it.
That's fantastic, Dalal. And, you know, also, you talked a little bit about, and you just mentioned again about, you know, the educating yourself. You know, what are you using to educate yourself? The radio show, it sounds like that's one piece. The resource page, how important are those pieces, and what do you see that the team, Bud and the team back at you know, maybe back at Iolo, what can they do to enhance the agent's experience in getting up the curve, the learning curve here for Iolo?
Well, they are doing a great job of being of help. And like I said, I made all of the mistakes in the books, and I'm not shy about it. You know, we are all work in progress. But I feel that we have a company that we can count on. And listening to the shows, doing your own research, doing my own thing, that's for me. I'm a visual, so I watch the videos, and then I listen to it again and again, and then listen to this show, and then go. I don't wait until I got my... I'll tell you, my first and second merchants were when I went with Micah, and he's really natural, so he just signed him in the spot. But all of the... And the other one is my friend. But everybody else, I approached like anybody else, and it took me like 3, 4, 5, some of them 10 times of following up with them. But every single time, there is a question I didn't know. I come home, I find the answer, and I go back, and I say, oh, you said this. I found the right answer. And I'm not shy about saying, I really don't know that. I don't pretend I know if I don't. And so I'll tell you an example of this one. It just happened yesterday. And that's really strengthened my belief in the company. I want a company that I can talk to, a company that can back me and can be there for a long time. And that means sometimes the company has to do things that we don't like, the agent don't like. Like, for example, when they said, in the beginning, we use social, but with social, you don't have to have a picture or anything. They just put the number. And then we went, and then I did, like, with the IAN, you have to have the picture of the store inside and outside, and then you have to have the picture of the license. So I went, and I should have listened to the system, and it declined. I bought all of the stores. I didn't put the pictures because I bought the social security. Then Bud announced yesterday that we have to put it for all. Of course, naturally, as an agent, we want the store to be signed up. I was upset, and I wasn't. I was, like, really demanding, oh, I have to help me, I have to do this. I called, honestly, and Rodney was really very patient with me. He was very nice, and he explained why they need it. And I said, but you switch on me in the middle. I have those 11 stores I have. Some of them they don't require because they're already in, and some of them, they work with me. We solved the problem, but they worked with me. They didn't say, oh, this is the rules and that's it. And the rule is really good because, for me, I didn't like it. That's the truth. But I went and I talked to people. I said, what do you think of this? And honestly, my son said, if a company does that, you stick to it, because you are, just because you work out of integrity and you are honest person, it doesn't mean everybody out there is that. So, and the company has to, you know, protect itself. It's protecting you from you, because you will be, everybody is good, everybody is nice, but you didn't know. Do you know these people? And I was like, no. And he said, okay, then you have to listen to them. This is for your good, for their good, for the long term. You're working really hard, and you want this company to last for a long time. And but for me, I needed to understand that. And then, and again, I went to the stores, the one I had to take pictures, and I told him, so now, and every single store, I have to admit, they like it. They said, yeah, that's good. So we feel comfortable now, like, really, we like you, but this is a good company. And they were nice, and they took out, they didn't know question. I was the one who was asking the question. The minute I said, I need to take a picture of your license, they brought it off the wall and gave it to me, and I took the picture, and they said, do you need anything else? And so it was really easy, and I saw that we as an agent, especially I would talk about myself, I have never worked in businesses like that before. I've never approached businesses. I don't know really what interests from factoring before I started this one. But I'm learning, and sometimes I do test, but I know that this is a good company. I know that they have our back. I know with every rules and regulation, they're making it for our best interest, but it doesn't mean that I will not question it because I need to understand it. And the understanding of this, that's what gave me my belief, and that's what gave me the drive to go every single day, approach stores, be confident. Because if I wasn't so sure and I'm just doing it just for the money, it will not work. I'm doing it for, yes, for the money, but not that number, not number one. That's at the bottom of the list. I love people, and I want to give them something good, and I want to get something for return. And so it's an equal exchange, and that's, for me, what it's all about.
I love it. Fantastic. And thanks for sharing so much. Go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know we only have a few minutes left, Tony, but Dalal, if you would share two things with everybody, I think it would make a big difference, and then maybe we'll try to finish up a little early tomorrow. We'll take questions tomorrow from the last 2 days worth of sharing time with you. But let me ask you, if you would, share two things. Number one, what is your game plan when you for your Iola business? In other words, how much time do you set aside to do Iola, to actually go out into the field? And also, what is your best approach? When you walk in, what do you say? What are you wearing? What do you have? What do you say when you walk into that store to get that conversation started? So, again, game plan and approach, if you would, share, wrap up the show with those two things.
My game plan is honestly to have, like, in the short term, by June, 150 stores trained. Like, really, they're in, they're trained, they are going full time. And so, and the amount of time I'm putting, full time. The only reason I'm doing that is I believe in, like, if you put your intention to something, you got to put all of your intention. You can't really just, like, be the jack of all trades. I could do that, not at the same time. So I'm putting full time until my stores, I don't want them to be, when I approach somebody, when I sign them up, when I train them, I don't want them like an orphan. They don't know where to go. I want them to have me as a back, source for them to. And then what I do is when I go to the stores, I just go with a big smile. I stay in line, like some stores, they have long line. I stay in line like everybody else. And then when my turn comes, whoever is there, I tell them my, my purpose of being there. And sometimes they listen to me, and sometimes I end up talking to the manager. Sometimes I end up a salesperson who will take me to the manager. But I really respect the store, and, of course, I dress properly, like a business person, and then have all of my information with me. And, what it gets me most of the time is they say, you could have come, to the side and talked to us. And I say, well, it's not fair for people, for customers. They come first. So that's my, when I get into the store. Now, once I start talking to them, I tell them about our company in a nutshell. Like, I list all of the benefits, how we're different from others in, like, less than 5 minutes. It takes, like, really, because they're busy people. And then I say, how can you direct me? And all of the, you know, all of my stores is to managers. They're the one who even some of them, after I signed up the stores, they said, we're bringing that you will be our team. And so I'm there, like, I'm not their agent. I'm, like, part of their team. We work together. And that's how it's like they see me. Before they are the stores I sign up, they're already my friends. They are in my Facebook. They are, I'm talking to them. I go and share things, and they share things as soon as I get there. Oh, I have this. And so it's really like having a family. Like, I didn't approach them like a regular, you know, business person. I, you know, like another human being who wants to meet another human being.
That's great, Dalal. Excuse me. I love the fact when I said, you know, what do you wear? The one thing you pointed out and highlighted was a big smile, and I think that's so important. And also the fact that you don't, when you walk into that store, at what I sense and what I know from speaking with you is your goal is not to drag that owner or manager aside that day and make them sit down and listen to you. Your goal is just to say hello. You say, listen, I know you've got customers, you know, you didn't expect me, let's set up a time. You're not afraid to come back. You're not aggressive in trying to close the sale that day and get them to enroll that very first visit. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I don't close immediately. I just really, they close themselves from, like, okay, let's do this, they tell me. I say, okay, let's do it.
That's awesome. Well, Dalal, again, I've been getting messages and stuff. People have really enjoyed what you've shared with us. And, again, for those of you listening live to the radio show, if you see some benefit from some shows that you've listened to, make sure to shoot an email. If you're building an agency, make sure to just shoot an email out or text your team saying, hey, you might want to visit Iola Radio today or later this afternoon and listen to what Dalal had to say this morning or whatever. Whoever's on any show any day, you can do that. But also let them know that tomorrow, to be on tomorrow, I would definitely send out some messages today to let everybody that can be on tomorrow because today was great. We know Dalal's mindset. We know her work ethic. We know where she comes from, you know, that she's there to help other people. We know some approaches and stuff that she's used. But here's the big thing. Tomorrow what she's going to share with everybody is where the rubber meets the road. You'll notice she said her goal, because she is full-time, is to have 150 trained stores. She didn't say to enroll 150 merchants. She wants to have 150 stores that are trained, that she has a relationship with, that she actually knows that they're using our program, and that's going to pay huge, huge dividends. But tomorrow, what she's going to share with us is what she's doing in each store so that they don't think of her as an agent, so that they think of her as part of the team, a valuable team member, key player, manager, business partner type person, and that's really exciting. So, again, Dalal, we'll let you go today. Thank you so much for everything that you shared. And we can't wait for tomorrow.
Thank you.
We can't wait for tomorrow. Everybody come back tomorrow, and we'll dive right into it tomorrow. We'll get into what you're doing. Hopefully I'll have a real cool announcement for everybody tomorrow, and then maybe we can take some questions towards the end tomorrow. So thank you so much, Dalal. Thank you, Tony. And I know we had Rodney and Donnie in the background. Thank you, guys. Didn't have to do much today. We gave you an easy day. But now go take advantage of the information that you learned from Dalal. Get yourself up to speed. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iola Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iola, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.